next on the 5 o'clock report.
If healthcare workers can go back in the hospital after 5 days, why can't somebody go back on an airplane after 5 days?
It blocks an effort to add women to the draft.
The mall seemed like the place to go.
The gun was left out of its safe.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. The White House coronavirus response team will talk tomorrow after a big update to isolation and quarantine guidelines. The CDC officially cutting the quarantine time frame from 10 days to 5 for those who test positive for COVID.
Folks then have to wear a mask around others for 5 more days. Officials say this is in line with new evidence showing that people with COVID are most infectious in the 2 days before and 3 days after infection. The time for people exposed to the virus to quarantine also cut to 5 days if they're vaccinated and often will not have to quarantine if they're boosted.
That's Scott Pringle reporting. President Biden also says the fight against COVID needs to happen at the state level. Byron York at the Washington Examiner notes the president's pivot on COVID.
This has shown an extraordinary contrast between candidate Biden and President Biden. And for President Biden to say there is no federal solution, that is the kind of thing he would have blasted President Donald Trump for saying, and now he's saying it himself.
Meanwhile, the shorter isolation aims to get folks back to work sooner amid a staffing shortage crisis that crippled airlines this holiday season. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel.
They finally said healthcare workers should do it, and people said, wait a minute, if healthcare workers can go back in the hospital after 5 days, why can't somebody go back on an airplane after 5 days? Makes total sense.
Thousands of flights around the globe have been canceled or delayed again today. Meanwhile, folks in the West are digging out following massive snow and rainstorms. Keith Hughes runs a warming center in Denver.
They're talking right now like it's going to be 4 or 5 days before we get above freezing again, so. This is not a short event. This is going to take a while.
Meteorologist Jeff Biardelli.
Across the West Coast, the big storm is done, but it's still precipitating, if you will. We have some rain. We have mostly snow. Parts of the Sierra Nevada, the most snow they've ever seen in December.
UC Berkeley's Central Sierra Snow Lab says more than 190 inches have been recorded just for this month, smashing the record set back in 1970. President Biden has signed the National Defense Authorization Act into law. Cammie McCormick says it includes a 5% spending increase over last year.
The law includes a 2.7% pay raise for service members. It also overhauls how the military justice system prosecutes sexual assault cases, effectively taking them out of the hands of military commanders. It also blocks an effort to add women to the draft, and it includes a provision that bars dishonorable discharges for service members who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine.
The measure costing $25 billion more than President Biden originally requested. 5 people, including a suspect, are dead after a shooting spree in the Denver area last night. A police officer and 2 others were also shot and injured. Police believe the suspect opened fire in at least 7 different locations. 2021 saw America shaken by battles over transgenderism. Michael Harrington reports.
Public schools across the country became ground zero with boards pushing pro-trans policies and parents pushing back. School board meetings, sparsely attended events in the past, were suddenly filled with hundreds of angry parents trying to block boys from being allowed into girls' bathrooms and locker rooms. In the courts, there were more lawsuits over males competing against females in sports at the high school and collegiate levels. More of the same is expected in 2022.
The Good Riddance ceremony helping folks in New York City say goodbye today to unwanted memories of 2021. Organizers say folks outside the Big Apple can take to Good Riddance Day on Twitter and Instagram to say farewell to unpleasant memories. Still to come this Tuesday, counting the kid COVID hospitalizations in New York, failing to lock up guns in PA, and traveling to share the good news.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Going to be out and about tonight. Extra care traveling. We've got some snow ahead, a little wintry mix for some. For tonight, cloudy with periods of snow mixed with sleet, freezing rain, and rain. Snow accumulations, generally a coating to an inch. Couple 3 inches, though, over some of the higher elevations of the southern Finger Lakes and southern tier of New York. Low temperatures within a few degrees of 30. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with high temperatures just over 40. Thursday, cloudy with a bit of rain and a high temperature in the 40s.
Thank you, Kevin. Now for what's happening where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Officials say just 27% of kids ages 5 to 11 are vaccinated against COVID in New York State. Pediatrician Sally Permar says that's not good enough.
The vaccine is so much safer than getting the virus itself. And so giving your child the vaccine keeps them safer than letting them get infected with this virus without any immunity from a vaccine.
Health officials in New York City say they're seeing a spike in the number of kids being hospitalized because of COVID. Parents, lock up your guns. A set of Western PA parents have just been charged for child endangerment in the death of their 5-year-old son last month.
The parents admitted to police that the gun used in the shooting was left out of its gun safe and also that it was loaded. Now, police have charged Sarah Gerwick and Thomas Wolf with endangering the welfare of children. Last month, their 5-year-old son, Connor Wolf, was shot and killed in the family's Penn Hills home. And earlier this month, police charged Wolf's 13-year-old brother, who told Allegheny County Police that he was the one who fired the shot.
That's Action News 4's Kylie Walker. Kids under the age of 18 need to be accompanied by an adult at the Walden Galleria Mall just outside of Buffalo. The move comes in response to recent fights at that mall.
The mall is not the place to go to start trouble, right? And that's what we're trying to establish with our kids.
Pastor James Giles with the group Western New York Peacemakers says the pandemic hasn't been healthy for youth in a number of ways.
After Christmas, our children were finding ways going out. They needed some place to go. And, you know, right now, with everything closed and we are in a pandemic, the mall seemed like
the place to go.
The parental escort policy will be in place right on through the rest of this week at the Walden Galleria. Next at 5, we hear from Jamestown, New York's Michael Nixon. He's gearing up to share Christ in Nepal.
We'll be there for about 3 weeks. We'll be in 2 different locations and we'll be doing youth camps with them. They're just day camps. So we'll be going in and singing songs, playing games, teaching them science experiments, just trying to get them to have fun and connect with us, and kind of opens up an opportunity to introducing God to them.
Spreading the gospel message is a crime in Nepal. How are you able to witness to people without going to jail?
The only way to really do it in Nepal is to try to build trust with people and show them that you are a loving person and that you mean well. And as you introduce yourself and get to know the Nepali people, you can then begin to open up options for church or the camps that we're trying to get started there. And people can then be exposed to the gospel and have an opportunity to hear about Christ's redeeming love.
This is the second time you've been to Nepal, is that correct?
Third time.
Okay, so how is this trip different?
This is a continuation of the last time I went just before COVID. So it was January of 2020. We started doing the camps, and this time we'll build the relationship a little further from what we were able to do before. And this time we're going to be giving the students gifts such as hats, gloves, and socks for the winter.
You're listening to Hometown Heroes on Family Life. Our guests this week, Michael Nixon from Jamestown, New York. He's off to Nepal this week. Third time to the country. I understand you want to get out of Dodge, but going halfway around the world, that's a bit extreme. Why did you pick Nepal?
Back in 2018, I was a part of a group called Youth with a Mission, and there were 3 options, and Nepal was one of them. And for some reason, it's kind of appealing to me that just the mountains and just seemed like a country that seemed so far from what I am used to. So I thought I could, you know, experience it a little and really fell in love with it.
How is the gospel message, how's it received over there? A lot of pushback?
The main religion in Nepal is Hinduism. So they have millions of gods. So oftentimes if you bring up God or Jesus, they will be pretty willing to accept him because they already have many other gods. But it's a matter of following God alone, and that can be the challenging part, to try and drop a lot of what they believe in because it's very cultural and it's very family-centric. So that can definitely be an obstacle.
COVID is impacting all of our lives here. How's it impacting life in Nepal?
It's definitely caused lockdowns in major cities. Out in the rural areas and in the villages, it's not as much of a problem, and that's primarily where we'll be. It doesn't seem like there will be any issues with us being over there with COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you're a young guy, and it's a breath of fresh air to see young people engaged in this type of thing and you know, heading overseas and spreading the gospel. What's your message? I know a lot of kids are struggling, not just with the pandemic, but with life in general. What's your message to the young people of America today?
I would say it's very important to keep your mind on the bigger picture. Oftentimes we can get overwhelmed with everything that's right in front of us, and we begin to be stressed out about it or anxious. And I think it's really important to look to see that God has a greater plan, and that we are invited to be a part of that. And I think that we can take a lot of anxiety and stress off of ourselves when we look to that and look to see that God, the creator of the whole universe, is there for us and directing our paths.
That's Michael Nixon speaking with Family Life's Bill Price. You can catch up on each episode of Hometown Heroes by visiting familylife.org and clicking on the podcast link under the radio tab. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks were mixed today as investors weighed the record spike on global coronavirus cases versus the strength of the global economy. Trading volume today far below the 30-year average for this date, allowing for mega-cap tech stock losses to have a huge impact on U.S. stock performance. Crude oil today increasing to $76 a barrel. The Dow was up 96 points, the Nasdaq lost 90, and the S&P 500 dropped 5. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute and the story of the gift of the Magi. Matthew's gospel tells us that after Jesus was born, wise men or Magi came in search of the one who had been born King of the Jews. Why did they come? Well, they came to worship him, to acknowledge that this newborn king was worthy of praise and honor. And how did they worship? Well, the scriptures say they fell down before him, a sign of humility. And then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts. In a sense, the wise men not only gave Jesus gifts, but they gave us a great gift. They set an example of how we can worship the Lord, first by seeking him, then by being humble before him, and finally, by opening our treasures and giving. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free MoneyWise app. You'll find it on our website at moneywise.org.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Going to be out and about tonight. Extra care traveling. We've got some snow ahead, a little wintry mix for some. For tonight, cloudy with periods of snow mixed with sleet, freezing rain, and rain. Snow accumulations, generally a coating to an inch. Couple 3 inches, though, over some of the higher elevations of the southern Finger Lakes and southern tier of New York. Low temperatures within a few degrees of 30. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with high temperatures just over 40. Thursday, cloudy with a bit of rain and a high temperature in the 40s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, a South Carolina man is stepping toward his goal of walking the distance from the North Pole to the South Pole. Family Life's Brandon Dixon has the latest.
At the beginning of the pandemic, Bob Vales set a goal of walking the distance from the equator to the North Pole. He exceeded that by the end of 2020 by clocking more than 6,800 miles on his Fitbit. By November of this year, Vale tracked the equivalent of the distance from the North Pole to the South Pole. The remarkable 89-year-old man walks 15 to 17 miles per day, and his next goal is to make it back to the North Pole by Halloween 2023. Brennan Dixon, Family Life News.
Well, that's one way to add a bit of mileage to your daily walk. That's the world we live in this 28th of December. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.